Viešpats su jumis. Pasiklausykite Šventos Evangelijos pagal Joną. Buvo atėjęs Dievo siųstas žmogus, kurio vardas Jonas. Jis atėjo kaip liudytojas, kaip paliudyti šviesą ir kad visa jo dėka įtikėtų. Jis pats nebuvo šviesa, bet turėjo liudyti apie šviesą. Toks buvo Jonų liudydamas, kad žydai iš Jeruzalės atsiuntė pas jį kunigų ir levitų paklausti. Kas tu esi? Jis prisipažino nesinigamas. Jis prisipažino, aš nesu Mesijas. Jie ir vėl klausė, tai kas gytų? Gal Elijas? Jis atsakė, ne. Tai gal tu pranašas? Jis atsakė, ne. Tada jie tėsi, tai kas gytų, kad mes galėtume duoti atsakymį kiems, kurie mus siuntė. Ką jis sakė apie save? Jis tarė, aš tariusi, čekinčioju balsas. Taisykite, viešpatiųjų keilę, kaip yra kalbėjęs pranašas Izaijas. Susitėje buvo iš Ferizėjų. Jie dar jį klausinėjo. Tai kam krikštųjį? Jie nesi ne Mesijas, ne Elijas, ne pranašas. Jonas jiems atsakė, aš krikštųjų vandenų, o jūsų tarpė stovi tas, kurio jūs nepažįstate. Kuris pus man atėjęs, jam aš nevertas atrišti kuerpų dirželų. Tai atsitiko Benitojoje, anapas Jordanų, kur Jonas krikštojo. Girdėjote viešpatį žodį. Gaudete in Domine semper. Rejoice in the Lord always. I say again, rejoice. Indeed, the Lord is near. Now, if you've been praying over the antiphons and the collects, the Advent discipline I recommended to you at the beginning of the Advent season when I gave my reflection on the season of Advent, then you will notice something different in today's opening prayer. O God, who see how your people faithfully await the feast of the Lord's Nativity, enable us, we pray, to attain to the joys of so great a salvation and to celebrate always with solemn worship and glad rejoicing. The one thing you notice about this opening prayer, this is the first time in the season of Advent that we mention the Nativity of Christ. Remember what I told you about the season of Advent. What is the purpose of the season of Advent? It is a time to prepare for the coming of Christ at the end of time. Remember, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. That is for what we should be preparing. And the church goes on to teach to celebrate his nativity, the Word made flesh, who made his dwelling among us. See how the priorities are laid out. First, we prepare for his second coming, and then we celebrate his first coming. However, being human and living in the human world, we get caught up with the pagan revelry of their Christmas, which began the day after Thanksgiving on a day that's called Black Friday, and will end on December 26th. If you saw that slide, that barrel full of presents in the Christmas tree, watch December 26th. You'll probably see that. Christmas decorations all torn down. For them, the season has ended. For us, it's just beginning. So this is the third Sunday at Advent. Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete, which means rejoice. It is in the season of Lent that we celebrate Lectare Sunday. You know what Lectare means in Latin? Rejoice. I don't make this stuff up. This Sunday traditionally marks the midway point of the Advent season. It gives us an opportunity to relax from our Advent disciplines. Like I always like to say, what did you give up for Advent this year? And take a more festive and joyous approach to the season. And our gospel reading today, and especially in year B, remember, A, B, C, A, we're in year B now. Our today's gospel reading, Jesus is not even mentioned. There is a reference to the Christ. But the focus of today's passage from John's gospel is John the Baptist. Priests and Levites are asking John, who are you? Now, we get that question all the time in our current culture and society when someone asks you, who are you? A typical response is, oh, I'm Father Andrew. Okay. But in the society and the culture at the time of Jesus, the response is quite different. Today we would ask, what do you do when you're lying trying to learn about somebody? That question is actually very shallow. You're not asking who they are, but what they do. And asking their name only returns a name. And you know, there is more than just a name and what we do. Let's go back to the beginning. Moses said to God, but if I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your ancestors has sent me to you, and they ask me, what is his name? What do I tell them? God replied to Moses, I am who I am. Then he added, this is what you will tell the Israelites, I am has sent me to you. And Jesus said to his disciples, but who do you say that I am? That's a trick question, by the way. Who do you say that I am? Simon Peter said in reply, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Now, understanding the meaning of the question, what is your response when people ask you, who are you? This question is placed before John, the last and the greatest of all the prophets, who prepares the way of the Lord. Listen to his response. I am the voice of the one crying out in the desert. Make straight the way of the Lord. John denies being Elijah, lest the priests and the Levites place a label on him, not truly understand the purpose of his mission. See, we have to be careful of not using labels to identify ourselves. It is not what we do, it is what we are. John is the Elijah. Our gospel, daily Mass gospel from yesterday, Saturday, from Matthew testifies to this. As they were coming down the mountain, the disciples asked Jesus, who do the scribes and Pharisees, who do the scribes say Elijah must come first? He said in reply, Elijah will indeed come and restore all things, but I tell you that Elijah has already come. And they did not recognize him, but did to him whatever they pleased. So also will the Son of Man suffer at their hands. The disciples understood that he was speaking to them of John the Baptist. John the Baptist is Elijah preparing the way of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, being Christian is not having an identity crisis. You know what we are? We are priests, we are prophets, and we are kings. I think I preach on that quite a bit. We are married men and women, imaging the love of the Trinity. We are ordained priests and deacons, proclaiming the gospel and offering the sacrifice of the Mass. We are consecrated religious, living a life of poverty, chastity, and obedience. And ultimately, we are beloved children of God. Our particular path that we walk is unique to our vocation. And not all have found the right path just yet. That is why prayer and discernment is vital to understanding the will of God. To answer the question, who are you? Begin with your baptism. Be a priest. Be a prophet. Be a king. Offer the Mass. Proclaim the gospel. Build the kingdom. When you start working in these areas, then you will see God working through you. Then you will see yourself and who you are. Today we are called to rejoice in the Lord always. Isaiah reminds us, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives and release to prisoners, to announce a year of favor from the Lord and a day of vindication by our God. You already have these gifts. Use them and know who you are.